Hi everybody, it's Michelle. This is August 20th, 2020, and today is our call number 8, last call in the Story Mastery series, as I just said before the recording. And Wendy, I loved your face before. I was like, I know. It's like, I've loved this series. Still a lot that I want to share with you today. And of course, we still have 2 more calls in the Stories That Sell Now series. We've got a bonus call tomorrow. We've got Story Freedom coming up. Tons to serve and support you in the community. But in this form of Story Mastery, last one for today. So let's begin in Shavasana to find that center for ourselves. Because when our energy is scattered, when we're doing many, many things and trying to do them all at once, nothing really sinks in. And we take many, many actions and don't get the results we want because energy is going off in all directions. Shavasana is a beautiful time to just come together. So whatever your day has been, whatever your week has been, whatever's been going on for you, take this time for yourself. So lying on your back and making sure that your head and neck are supported. Take the time to get the support you need. The practice is a metaphor for not taking the time to get support in Shavasana. You can bet it's happening elsewhere in our lives and in our company. That could be the one take home for you for today. Good enough. Oh, wait, are you supporting yourself? Are you surrounded by people who support you, systems that support you, sleep and well-being, all those things? Watch what you're doing in Shavasana. Have you taken the time to support the head and neck appropriately? So head and neck fully supported. No support beneath the shoulders so that the shoulders can roll back and down and the heart center can be open. One of the things we learn in Shavasana is there are things that we can do. There are things that we can be in control of. There could be a bunch of things that feel like they're not in our control. But what if we did the thing that we can do? And here in Shavasana, that we can do, just aligning the body, making sure that the mind can become quiet, chin lower than the forehead, or at least level with it, small things that make all the difference in the world. Bend the knees if you haven't already done so, and use the hands to take the flesh of the buttocks toward the heels, so that there's no wow in the low back. The low back is comfortable and at ease. Extend one leg out and then the other. Release the legs to the floor. Baby toes drop to the floor. The rest of the toes follow. Are you comfortable? Have you checked in? Sometimes we put up with discomfort and we don't even know we're doing it. It happened to me years ago. A lot going on in my life. I had constant stomach aches that I wasn't even aware of. I had a health practitioner ask me, any trouble with that? Nope. After the meeting, I thought, wait a minute, that's because it always feels that way. It doesn't sound like that anymore. Change. I don't have that at all anymore. Are you aware of how your body feels right here, right now? Are you actually comfortable? The low back, the legs, the shoulders, the arms. One of the virtues in the yoga tradition is one of the ethical guidelines we live by is satya, truthfulness. And it begins with truthfulness with oneself. Am I actually comfortable right now? How much am I willing to take care of myself? The breath work that we started practicing a couple weeks ago is built on the honesty in Shavasana. Have I taken the time to gain support for myself? Let your eyes softly close if they're not already. Notice if you have what you need in Shavasana. Are you aligned? Are you comfortable? Are you feeling good? The legs, are they equidistant from the center line? So we can start from the base. Feet, are they relaxed? Are the feet resting evenly on the floor? Maybe one is more on the side of the foot than the other. Had you noticed that? There's things happening in our companies we're not even noticing too. Maybe one foot is more on the side of the foot than the other. That hip's more open. Can you adjust the legs right from the hip? Adjust the hip that's tighter so that the feet rest the same way on the floor. We have more control over the details than we think in Shavasana, in our companies, in our lives. Are your legs equidistant from the center line? Draw a line through the center of the body in your imagination. Have you centered yourself? We say, oh, I'm feeling centered, or I'm not feeling centered today. Have you taken the time to align yourself on the center line? I'm not feeling centered, but my body's not even centered, and this I can do. Same with the arms. Are the arms equidistant from the center line? Now notice the backs of the hands. Many details in Shavasana. We don't get to all of them in any particular day. But notice the backs of the hands today. Palms should be facing up. Is one thumb closer to the floor than the other? Just notice. Pay attention. Shavasana teaches us to pay attention to the details, and a company grows in its details. Our lives grow in their details. If one thumb is closer to the floor than the other, that means that shoulder is more open. So adjust the other arm right from the shoulder so that the backs of the hands rest evenly on the floor. Evenness, centeredness, alignment. Now notice, as we have recently, what do the centers of the palms feel like? Can you find softness there? When the palms are at rest, the fingers naturally curve. Not because we're trying to, that just is our natural state. If the fingers were outstretched, just notice it as information. That's information about how you're existing today and what the tension level is in your body, mind, spirit. Just notice without judgment and let the fingers release, because you're finding softness at the center of the palms. Tension, headaches, getting tired by the end of the day. It could be starting right here at the palms, right in the fingers. Now let the softness that you found at the center of the palms travel up the arms. Feel softness in the forearms, the elbows, the upper arms, the shoulders, the chest. Feel broad across the collarbones. Feel openness at the throat. Feel the ease of breath. Just by focusing there, can you feel that the breath comes more easily? Not because you're trying, just because it happens of its own accord. Now check in with your mouth. Is there tension there? Often we hold tension in the mouth, the jaw. Relax the jaw all the way up to the hinge near the ears. Let the lips be touching, not touching, just barely touching. Teeth slightly parted. Let the tongue rest gently in the bottom of the mouth. Now relax the tongue all the way to its root in the throat. Change your focus to the abdomen. What does the abdomen feel like? Is it hard and tense? Or is there softness there? Don't try to change anything, just notice. Have you felt what your abdomen is like today? Noticing without judgment. And now feel spaciousness in the cavity of the mouth. And notice the corresponding release in the abdomen. Did you feel it? As the mouth becomes spacious, the abdomen releases. Notice that connection and let spaciousness come in the cavity of the mouth and in the abdominal cavity as well. Soften the skin of the abdomen and the muscles beneath. And just notice if there's a corresponding release. Is there more spaciousness now in the cavity of the mouth? As the abdomen releases, the mouth feels more spacious. Jaw releases. Relax the outer corners of the eyes. Relax the inner corners of the eyes. Soften the space between the eyebrows. Now that same center line that we divided through the whole of the body from the forehead down through the feet, I want you to feel that at the center of the face, drawing a line through the forehead, the nose, the mouth, the chin. Now imagine the skin is like a waterfall flowing down the two sides of the face. Feel the release in the two sides of the face. Now notice that the face could still be holding tension because we hold a face for the public eye. This is a face that we hold as we walk into meetings. The face isn't needed right now, just let it go. This practice is for you, no particular face needed. Let that business face go and feel the waterfall-ness of the face released and relaxed. There's a face we hold for our families. Let that face go too. And there's a face we hold for the world. Walking up at the grocery store, news, world affairs, not needed. Let that face go as well. Feel the ease of breath. Feel the ease of this moment. So that there's only breath. Everything else fading away. Focusing here, now, this breath, that's all. And allow the breath to deepen. Place the hands on the torso. Feel the breath. Bend the knees. Slowly roll to the right side. Support your head. Take your time here. Softly open the eyes. Keep the gaze toward the floor. Eyes unfocused. Use your hands to press yourself up to sitting. And then whenever possible, camera on. I know it's not always possible, like Jamie was telling us on Tuesday. It's all good. So happy you're here, however you're hearing my voice. If you're hearing my voice right now, thank you for being here. Camera on, camera off in the recording. Camera on whenever you can in this place so that we're getting out of that world of multitasking and training ourselves like we do in Shavasana, one pointed focus, training our expectation, there will be at least one thing that I'm going to take home today that could rock my world. If you haven't come with that expectation, why not? Right? Because that's you. You're the hero of the journey. You're creating this. Did you come with that expectation? And if you did, why would you be focused on anything else right now? And if you do it here, isn't it much more likely that you'll do it for the next meeting you're in, for the next time that you're in that strategy session, when you're on stage, when you're in training other people, whatever it is you're doing, when you're meeting a child or a grandparent? Aren't you more likely, aren't we all more likely to be present then? If in this call we go, there's going to be something brilliant and amazing. I know that. I do my best to know that. Do I always know that? No. Am I better and better at remembering that? Yes. Do I bring that expectation, even if it's somewhere where maybe I just got disappointed by a speaker or something weird has happened or my attention is drawn elsewhere or my energy is off? I do my best to create that expectation because, man, even if it's something that I don't even like, am I ever going to learn a lot? And I know what I don't want. I know what I do want. I just turn 180 degrees. So I can bring that expectation everywhere that I am. There's an opening that's about to happen. This could be the marker. This could change my world. This call here today. Thank you. Did you feel the energy in the room changing? Everybody became more present. What if we did that every single time? What if we did that always? And it's a practice, right? It's not, I had it, so now I know. What am I doing right here, right now, today, this moment? So thank you for that. I felt the alignment come into the room. Great, great work. So let's hear one or two ahas. What did you love in this Shavasana today? Thanks, Wendy.
I really loved, like, when you suggested that we let our faces fall away. I came to this like realization that I have been really working on being honest, with whomever it is that I'm in front of. And that even includes my 4-year-old child. And so instead of just like letting my feelings get all tangled up in her or whatnot, I've just been honest with her. And I'm like, look, mommy's a human too. Like, and I have needs too, just like you do. And we've just been having honest conversations. So I didn't feel like that there was as much that needed to fall away because I haven't been putting on faces, which has been cool.
Wow. Beautiful notice. Thank you, Wendy. Thank you, Jamie. I just want to, and then Andrea, just one thing I want to say, because I want to make sure we all really heard that. What would it be like if I could walk into this room and be who I am, walk into that next room and be who I am? Now, yes, I understand. You know, I might be different with my grandmother versus my lover versus my kid. I get there's different contexts, but something that is authentically, really, actually me. So I'm not feeling like, well, I can't bring that part of myself here, that nobody would accept that here. That's probably exactly the spark of genuineness and uniqueness in you that we all try to hide, that actually creates that outstanding company, that creates that outstanding life, that creates that outstanding next level. So thank you, Wendy, for underlining this. This one simple tool of one aspect of one practice of Shavasana can change our companies. That can be a take home for the whole call and the whole year when we really pay attention and enact what you just said. It just doesn't happen because we snap our fingers. There's a whole bunch of practices that come together to go get back to that kind of authenticity, because it gets trained out of us sometimes, right? We know it as kids, gets trained out of us. How do we come back to that? Shavasana is one of the things that allows us to do that, because it allows us to understand, not understand, but know on a cellular level, experience how much tension we're actually holding moment by moment. And when we're not, when we're holding less and noticing what's changed and actually being present. And then we can make those little moves, those nuanced moves that change the world. Thank you, Wendy. Beautiful. Jamie.
Do you sell that I can listen to this over and over again? No, I haven't been able to shake a bad energy this week. And I've just been in this haze and trying to fight off all those bad thoughts and those things. And so that moment you said how much energy is being drained in all these spaces and trying to recover it. And I remember you saying that to me in one of our strategy sessions. And so I worked really hard to stay with, well, I didn't have to work hard to stay with this. It's exactly what I needed, and I feel lighter. And so I thank you for that.
You are so very welcome. And Jamie, thank you. This is another groundbreaking notice, because isn't it true that the busier we get, the more that's on our plate, the more the darker side we're on. It's like, well, I don't have time for Shavasana. I don't have time to meditate. I don't have time for that because there's all these things happening. And you know, it happens to me too. I'm better at it, but I'm not above any of these things I'm teaching. It's just like, it's the way I'm teaching them, right? This is huge. It's a practice. And I always go back to what Jack Canfield says. 1 hour of work in the inner world is equivalent to 7 hours work in the outer world. Are you working too hard? So often we say, well, I don't have time for Shavasana, or I don't have time for that, because I always think, what if we change that? I don't have time not to. I don't have time not to. Because, like, I don't want to work 7 times as hard. So, Jamie, thank you for that. And I loved that you caught it. I worked really hard too. Oh, no, I didn't have to work hard. It was already there. You're doing the work, that important internal work right here, right now. And then also what Shavasana allows us to do is that bad energy this week and all these thoughts. And the more we practice Shavasana, it's like, there's a thought, let it go. There's a thought, let it go. There's a thought, the thousand thought, let it go. There's a 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 thought. We think that we arrive at this perfect Shavasana state. Finally, my mind was quiet. That's not the practice. Sometimes we have those moments. Great, aren't we lucky? Cherish it and move on. Next practice might be the mind really busy, right? And the thousandth time, and then the 10,000th time, we've gone, had a thought, let it go. Had a thought, let it go. Had a thought, let it go. And then I have those thoughts in my day-to-day world, and I have practiced that. When it's not as hard because it's in the middle of Shavasana. It's a practice. It's really important. It's why we start our calls here and why I like this debriefing of what's happening, because I want us all to know the why of Shavasana. Even if I asked you the why every single day for 10 years, we would not get to all the whys. You get that. There are deeper and deeper levels of this practice. Mr. Iyengar Shavasana, after 75 years of practice, was not the same one as his first day. Not the same one as mine. I'm not nearly there. I'm learning more and more and more. We learn it collectively. And also when we know the why, we're much more likely to do it. Did you start your day with Shavasana today? Are you more likely to start there tomorrow? Right? And letting go of that judgment too, because all those judgments, oh, I didn't do it. Oh, I've got bad thoughts. And then we have the bad thoughts on bad thoughts. You know, oh man, I should know better than this. Those bad thoughts. I should be a better person than that. Like, it's all tangled up. Shavasana, just this breath. Thank you, Jamie. Beautiful. It was Wendy, and then it was Jamie, and then it was Andrea. Did I get it right? Andrea. Thank you.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing as Jamie. I was like, oh man, I need to have one of these every day. listening to you talk me through that. But, mine was, I actually thought I was relaxed until you said, relax your mouth. And I was like, oh, okay. My jaw is not relaxed there at all. So, and then it started to like tick and spasm out. So I was like, oh, it's really not relaxed there. So.
Thank you for that. Love that. There are deeper and deeper layers of letting go that we can do in the body. And it's almost like sometimes we go, oh, look at the, I've never done Shavasana before, and look at the release that I found. And then the next level, it's like, oh no, I noticed actually there's still tension. And then look at the next level of release I found. Oh, look, there's, you know, and there are instructions in Shavasana and all the poses that I tell you, like, I have not understood yet from my teachers who, and I've been teaching and training people for many, many, many years, but my teachers have been teaching and training people for 30 and 40 years, right, and 50 years. And so there are more and more levels of letting go, which bring more and more levels of energy back to us, which bring more and more levels of focusedness and clarity into our lives. This is not at all a once and done. If we think it's important at the gym for that, you know, those bicep curls, that's like small play compared to the importance of, I'm not saying that's not important, but there's other ways to work that bicep, right? But there's no way that I know of to work with the mind except working with the mind. There's other forms of it. But if we're not doing something like this daily, we are hugely missing out and working way too hard. Don't let that go to your editor. Oh no, I should have been doing that. Look how bad I am. No, just start now. And Shavasana teaches that too. Oh, and I start now with this breath. Oh, I had that thought. It went that way. Oh, I just start now. I just start now. I just start now. Great work, everyone. Anything else wanting to be shared without which we cannot go forward? Yeah, Sherry. I just was feeling there was another one out there. Sherry.
So this is actually my second Shavasana of the day. And, you know, as I was laying there, I got really present to having a headache. And I started to, you know, massage my jaw and my temples. And then I just kind of relaxed. And I probably missed half of the words that you had said after that, because I just really relaxed into the moment. And then it was like, okay, now I'm really refreshed.
Sherry, that's perfect. I love it. And just the noticing, the letting it go. And again, the just the physical level of importance of this practice. Sometimes we may not even know we've got a tension headache, or like we're not even aware of it. Think of how much less productive, this is a level of productivity. Think of how much less productive I am, how much more tired I am at the end of the day. And all of this happens in the nuance of things. Can I pay enough attention? I'm in a strategy session with somebody to the nuance of what's moving through them so I can pick up something that they're not even consciously aware of. How am I going to do that when I have a tension headache that I don't even know about, right? So great work, Sherry, in finding it, noticing it, shifting it. This is the groundwork for all of it. I walk onto stage and maybe the host has set everything up perfectly, but there's just this little offness in the room. And the host doesn't even know, but I walk on and I can pick it up because there aren't these things that are in the way for me. So maybe I'm going to start in a slightly different place because I'm not afraid about story and I'm not afraid to be present. And I know that I've practiced with words and all the pieces that we learn all year long, right? So instead of my usual opening lines, Jamie has crafted and crafted hers, right? And so beautifully with us. Thank you for that, Jamie. And she might walk into an audience and know there's just something a little bit off here. And maybe she'll notice it one time. Maybe she won't notice another time, but maybe she'll walk in. Everybody's just a little bit off. And maybe she's had a chat with somebody just a little bit before. And she might walk in with something entirely different and then move on to everything else she was about to say. Because she has done Shavasana, because she knows who she is and where she is in that moment, the best possible at that moment. And we don't beat ourselves up for where we're not. But even if I'm just an inch above where I would have been, it brings a completely different possibilities to our life, to the person in front of us, to our companies, to our world. So Jamie, for instance, is it okay if I go there, Jamie? Thank you. Was that a no? He went, no, it looks like. Oh, that was a yes. That was a yes, but the head was going like this. But okay, it's a yes. Okay, thank you. So I think it's like, sure. I think that's what you're saying. All right. So I don't know. But for instance, Jamie, instead of her, you know, does anybody have a client who just loves you to bits and or just somebody that you've worked with, whatever her version of that question, right? Somebody that you've really made a difference for. And she was about to start there, but notice everybody a little bit off the beginning. She might add in an extra question at that moment. She doesn't have to, but because she's present, because she's practiced Shavasana, she might say, anybody notice that today just little weird things are happening in your day today? Anybody else? Is it just me? And some people are putting their hand up going like, yeah. And other people going like, no, and she's not going to get 100%. She's breaking the rules there. That's okay. And it's like, wow, I'm so glad that's not true for some of you. But it is true for some of you. I don't know what's going on here. But what I do know is if we have one person that we've worked with, whose life we've touched, it changes everything, doesn't it? Just contextualize it then. Pull the room together. Do you guys? And then she goes on with her regular question. What this practice brings us, I cannot emphasize enough. Who's considering starting their day with Shavasana tomorrow? Raise your hand. Just checking in. Thank you for that. All right. Means we reached you with that. All right. And what that is, I was just telling a story about Shavasana. I didn't know that was going to be in there, but we were taking such a deep dive. It's such an important foundation that I just hunger and desire, right? For that object of desire, which is Shavasana right now. And I just took you on a story journey. And desire comes out of something that's lacking. And for each one of you, it might be different. You're in your each in your own journey. It might be that I didn't have centeredness. Maybe I felt that my jaw was tight and all those different reasons that might be collected up for all of you to try to draw you into a story that says, hey, why don't you practice Shavasana tomorrow? Why? Because I think it'll help you, right? Because I think it makes a big difference. So story is everywhere and is here too. Okay. Anything bursting to be said without which we kind of go forward? Yeah, Mary Kay, go ahead.
I just had an experience I wanted to share just what you were talking about. And it was in a it was kind of a training strategy call combination because it was the last training of the course that I was doing. And I got to a point and I was explaining something without a story. and the person was kind of, you know, like this. And I said, you don't get this, do you? And she says, well, not all the way. And so I just, I didn't know what I was going to do. So I said, let me think of a story to explain this to you. And I didn't have any story in mind. It was totally present moment. And the story just popped in and I started telling it. And it was probably the first time I've ever done that, like ad lib without, you know, just, so that's a win too.
Mary Kay. Yes. Fantastic.
And she understood. And then she said, oh, I get it. I get it. I get exactly what you mean.
Talk about bringing together what I was just training about Shavasana, because the groundwork of powerful stories, we think it comes from the words. It comes from silence. Right? So these things come together, right? And then from that silence, then there's a noticing, oh, she's not there with me. I can keep on training and teach these 10 other things. And who's going to care? She's not there anyway. Pause, redirect, story. On the spot, you have the story elements. You're gaining story mastery here. And part of that is that on the spot, we talked about that right at the beginning of this series. Beautiful. Part of it sometimes is a highly crafted story. And to be able to have both of those at hand, that, talk about freedom. Talk about story freedom for our lives. Talk about story freedom for our companies. Mary Kay, that's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. Love it. And on that note, I would love to hear one or two wins, just a sentence or two. Who has a win they'd like to share, something running in your company, a story win? Yeah, go ahead, Wendy. You had a big win to share last week. Let's hear what it is you want to share this week. It's beautiful.
Small and simple, but I posted a poll in the Facebook page, and I need all of you to vote on what your favorite question is that I pose.
Okay, so stop there for a second. Are you okay if I play with this just a little bit, Wendy?
Yep.
Our stories are in the words we choose. There's one word that I'm going to play with here. Wendy, do you know which one it is?
No.
Anybody know? Gaudi, I saw your hand first. Just one word.
What?
Hmm?
Want. I want you all to.
Oh, that is important. That's an important word. Want, it's desire. Oh, I see. Yes, but what did Wendy actually say?
Did I say need?
Yeah, Yvonne's raising her hand. She's like, yeah. Yes, you did. Our stories, that's the inner world story and the outer world story, right? And we're going to learn so much more about how those work together at the highest level ever in this company. I know that's what we're going to do at Story Freedom this year, right? So a single word. Different results because there's a different story. So we will hear you fully in just a second, Wendy. I love what you're saying and I want to help and support you with that. All right. So here's version one. And Wendy, can I do this?
Mm-hmm.
I need you all to, it doesn't matter what the thing is. I need you all to do this thing because if it doesn't happen, the world is going to fall apart. And therefore I'm placing myself unconsciously in that moment as a victim and you need to come and save me because if you look at even if it's like, it's this tiny little, like it's one, two little cells out of our trillions. And then how much y'all want to step in? It happens in a moment, unconsciously. If we're not having fun, we're not doing it right too, right? version two. I have a win. I created a poll. Like, I'm going to make some stuff up. I've never done one like this before. I had so much fun building it. I would love for you guys to go over there and vote. Be super fun if you did. Version, so Wendy, thank you for letting me play here. Version one, how many of you, like you get to only answer, let's see, this is two different people here, Sally and Sue. Version one is Sally. How many of you are gonna go? You only get to do one poll. You're gonna do Sally's, you're gonna do Sue's. Version one is Sally's, who's gonna do that poll? Version two is Sue's, who's gonna do that poll? You're gonna do one of them, which one are you gonna do? Everybody's nodding, right? So Wendy, thank you for that. Love that. So next iteration. And love that you did it. And don't let it go to your editor. Oh, no, I did it wrong. I gotta get it better. Like, no, it's nothing like that. Just another learning opportunity. Next iteration. And now you all want to do that poll more, because wouldn't it be great, too, if you guys did that, too? So you can model it when you go over there and see what she did. It only takes a moment. I'm pulling away some of the obstacles. Do you see that? Because in story, there's always obstacles. So I want you to be the hero of the journey for Wendy, not her. She doesn't, also put her as the hero of the journey, put her strangely as both victim and hero, strangely, right? All in a word. Instead, we want you to be the hero of the journey. Wouldn't it be fun if you did that and you could learn some stuff? And I'm taking away the obstacles, because story always has obstacles, but I'm removing them for you. So it's gonna look easy and fun and beneficial. So that you'll take that small step, because that's what people do. We know that from story, they'll only take a small step. And then in story, things go wrong, and then they take a bigger step, and then things go even more wrong. We're gonna be talking about that today. So, but for us, we wanted to go the opposite of that. So Wendy, you want them to play. Thank you for letting me play. Go ahead with the rest of my co-opted what you were saying. What else would you like to share, Wendy?
That was all, but it's so interesting how, like, it is the subconscious, like, you just say it without even thinking about it. And it goes back to that, like, the most important work is changing the inner story, because that's the inner story that's just coming out. And so if the inner story changes to be more on point, then it will just naturally be more on point.
Exactly. So Wendy got that so well, because sometimes as we hang out a little bit, people go, oh, I'm going to watch my words around you, Michelle. Like, please don't do that. That's not the point, right? That's missing the point, because it's just reflecting what's going on in the inner journey. So it's just a pointer. Isn't that great? I've got a pointer towards something that's going on, and I can do some journaling about it. I can notice that. It's like, and Wendy, it might just be a momentary thing around that pole. Maybe she had a little editor around it or something. Maybe there's something else going on that's making her feel like, oh, I've got to get this right. Whatever it is, there's something interesting for her there. And she doesn't have to belabor it. It doesn't have to be a big, heavy thing. And she can be playful about that, but that's going to take her to the next level. Wendy, thank you. Beautiful. All right. Anything burning to be said with that, which we cannot go forward?
Can I just fix my statement?
Oh, you want to fix it because there was something wrong with it and it's broken?
Well, I just want to...
We know we could play endlessly, right? Couldn't we? You want to change? So go ahead, Wendy. And, you know, the editor doesn't like laughter. So as we laugh, it's like, oh, it breaks it up. And it's okay. Yes, go ahead. You can shift your statement. Go ahead.
I would just love for you all to join me in completing my poll. And I think you'll have so much fun reading the questions.
Can you feel that's a different Wendy walking into the room? She didn't just shift the words. The energy shifted. Now y'all want to do it more, right? Thank you for that. Beautiful. Steve, go ahead.
So here's my dilemma. And I am, you know, my Shavasana tracker clicked over 90 days a few days ago.
Woohoo! Congratulations.
90 days in a row. So I feel really good about that. You know, I'm really making that more of a habit. And I'm doing the metta meditation every evening before I go to bed, which is great.
Fantastic. And full stop there. Fantastic. Like, congratulations for that. Full stop. I know you're rushing over to the next place, right?
Yep. So the big wins for me, right? You know, journaling every night, the metta meditation, all these things that we talked about in Mexico, I've actually been doing fantastic. Consistently since then. It's wonderful.
Thank you. Now, can you all hear there's a butt coming?
Of course there is.
Yes.
Otherwise, I wouldn't be opening my mouth.
Right. I mean, fine that it is, but I want you to all notice that you know more about story than you think.
Yeah. And I guess that's the question, is how do we hear that like Wendy's I need versus, boy, it would be exciting to, when there's not a Michelle in the room.
Everything we do all year long is designed to help you with that on multiple levels. Every single piece, there's not an extra piece we do or we wouldn't be doing it. So for instance, let me just pull one particular example, one something we did a month or two ago, right? I envision my ideal listener. I know that they will immediately listen to me. I have that person in mind. So I'm not worried if this particular audience is going to listen to me in this moment or not, because I have so embodied that in my life, in my business, in my work. That one piece is one of the multiple pieces that will help unplug that in Wendy, because probably some part of her in that moment forgot that. That's just one of the pieces that will help. But there's not like, you know, because sometimes we're also looking for, okay, what's the one thing I can do and it will always be like that. It's a synergistic combination of everything we do all year long, and it's deeper and deeper layers of what we do. Because the first time you heard that, you might go, okay, that's going to help me with my audience. But there's many layers. So I think of Marie in this. We did an entire VIP day on her ideal listener, which completely changed the trajectory of her book, how she was writing it, how she was conceiving it, the way the chapters went. And we'd already done several years work. And as she did that deep dive in that one concept, things shifted hugely, right? So every single piece we do, let me name another one at random. So one of the pieces we do in the Abundance series is about practice. I'm just pulling these at random. These are the ones that came to my mind. So practice. So things are practice. So if Wendy, for instance, and you have been practicing, Steve, that's fantastic, right? But let's say Wendy thought, and Wendy, can I use you for an example right now? Let's say Wendy thought, wow, I love this Shavasana. It's not going to be Wendy, but imagine. Wendy thought, okay, the Shavasana, this is really great. I'm going to practice today. Okay, now everything is good. If she's missing the piece about practice, then she's going to go, okay, once I'm done, I'm done. You know, I'm good. But today she hasn't done Shavasana. Today she's a little scattered. And then her energy is a little bit more off. That need is going to be more likely. There is not a piece that we're doing that does not have something to do either with the outer world articulation of the story or the inner world story and reconfiguring it. There's not an extra piece, or I would take it out. Let me name another one at random. That one that came up was on beauty. All right. So this is in the loving kindness series. I notice what's beautiful around me in the world. So let's say maybe Wendy's, it might be a number of things, but Wendy's mind is caught up with COVID today, for instance, right? Anybody ever have a moment in the last nearly six months where your mind was just taken out just a little bit by the worldwide pandemic? Raise your hand, even one moment. Yeah, thank you for that. Steve's going like, no, I'm laughing about it, right? So Wendy might have been taken out of by that in a moment, because she's looking at the world and going and forgetting what we do when we are starting with Shavasana. Like 99 things I didn't like, but I love that one thing, and I focus there. What I focus on expands. And yes, COVID is happening, but hey, you know, and my daughter, for instance, needs to go out into the world and work in a lab. And yes, so like right now that my daughter's home again, I'm more exposed, and my mind could go there. Or I could go, my daughter's home with me again, which is actually where I'm living right now. And I'm like, if you guys have spent any time with me recently, like, you know, especially on individual calls, if anybody have, if some of you have, like, my daughter's the breath I breathe. What I've just employed is that teaching on notice beauty. Can you hear the shift in me right here, right now? And if Wendy is embodied, like, and the practices, if Wendy has that going right here, right now, or is a much lower chance with this synergistic combination of things that she's going to say need in that moment. And then if she says need in that moment, what she's going to do, they go, hey, that's an editor. And she's going to use a transmutation process and go, I bet there's something of my core values that's in there. And so there are multiple techniques that we understand at multiple levels that we incorporate at different levels of understanding. So for any of you who are in the second year, for any of you who have done Diamond Elite work versus goal level work, for any of you who are in the third year, you know that there's more and more levels of each one of these pieces. So it's like what we learned in about point of view, for instance, in Stories That Sell Now, just in a moment. And then we did point of view in our series here, much deeper dive. Is there more that I could teach you about point of view? Are you kidding me? You taught your long courses about it, right? So there are deeper and deeper levels of every single piece that we learn. And also any one piece. Thank you for this question. It's a great question, Steve. Any one piece can make a difference. if Wendy is so embodying any one of those pieces. She just came out of the playfulness and beauty of being with her beautiful child. For instance, that one thing alone could unplug that, and she may have said it differently. And then also, Wendy might get all caught up. It's like, oh no, I really said the wrong word, but I'm not detecting that at all in Wendy. I'm seeing her just being aligned in this moment, and it just happened to be that one word, happened to be the example for today. Each thing is a chance to play. And if I'm not having fun, I'm not doing it right. If Wendy got into, oh no, I really said the wrong word, not detecting that in her energy, then she's not following the guideline of, if I'm not having fun, I'm not doing it right. So Steve, does that give you a starting place?
Yeah, and of course, if I'm all caught up in COVID, Shavasana also teaches us to just let it go.
Exactly, yes. Multiple, and we have a whole series on that, there's reading,
yep,
right?
Yep, yep.
Stories don't even happen if we don't let it go. So thank you for that, awesome. And that actually leads me to, I didn't even start with announcements today. We went such a deep dive from Shavasana, and don't worry, there's always time to get to everything that we need. That's, oh, by the way, from the Abundance series, right? Because like, oh no, Michelle, what if you don't teach us the things we need? No, I'm not in that place at all. There's always time. We will always get there. Just a reminder that Story Freedom, we have 3 full days to dive into the next level of your inner world story, the outer world story, and how they connect. And if you're expecting, if you were there at Story Freedom last year, you know we knocked it out of the park. It was an amazing event. And also, don't have expectations about that. Know that it's going to be a whole new level this year. I'm in a new place. This company's in a new place. The world's in a new place. It's going to be the best Story Freedom ever. I am sure about it. So if you have not registered your ticket yet, please do so. If you've not, so just back to announcements. It's right, reminds me of it because Steve is like, where is it? So Story Freedom gives us a place to integrate all of that. Please come so I can help you at that next level, right? And just a reminder, if you weren't there on Tuesday, Andrea won our first draw for the Bring a Friend. Yes, yay, Andrea. I couldn't see you guys when I was announcing it last time, right? So remember that we've got our next draw. You've got until Monday. And one friend, you bring a friend, and it's like, I don't know if this is ever going to happen like this again, you guys. Like, I just, out of the depths of my heart, I just like, we just need to serve this year. We just need to serve. People have paid thousands to be in that room. They've traveled across the continent. They've traveled from Australia and Europe to be in that room. I was like, you can access it online for a donation to the food bank. I don't know if we're ever going to do this again. It's just, this is a special time on the planet. We're doing it. If there's somebody you know that you'd like to be on this journey with you so that they have some idea of this, so that when you say, oh, you think, I think that's maybe your editor, they go, huh? And go away. It's your problem. Right? For your sake alone as well. Like, if you want people on the journey with you, please invite them. And for every person that, you know, we appreciate your referrals too. For every person you bring, we enter your name in a draw and you can win $100 like Andrea just did. So if you bring 7 people this week, your name gets entered into that draw 7 times. So next draw is coming up this Monday. What else? Remember that by 5 o'clock Mountain Time today, you need to get your, need to, haha, I would like you. I'm not above any of this, right? I'm going to blush. I would like you to get your 2 pages in from your, the summary, your 2-page summary of your talk. That gets posted in Stories That Sell Now, right? Many of you have already posted over there. It needs to be posted by 5 today for me to be looking at it, for you to be having hot seat time at Stories That Sell Now. And that special call tomorrow at noon Mountain Time for 2 hours. I would set aside more time too, because you're going to want more time after that to play with your talk afterwards, right? Give yourself a 3-hour chunk, right? 2 hours for the call, and then an hour to play with your talk afterwards, because everything you're going to hear about your talk, if you have registered already for Story Freedom and you've met the deadline of 5 o'clock today, everything you're going to learn from the feedback on your talk and what you're going to learn from everyone else's talk, this is groundbreaking in this company. It's going to be a great, great call. You're going to want to then implement afterwards. So many things to serve and support you. Also, for those who did the survey for our very first monthly survey, congratulations. I heard it was an outstanding call with Yvonne yesterday. So thank you so much. Remember that we're going to be doing that again this month. We're doing that monthly now, and we're just creating a lot more things to serve and support you. It is my daughter's first time back home again. For the first time in 5.5 months, she's never been apart from me for 5.5 months in her 21 years. So, and she just finished a big exam, and she's got all these other things right behind her. So I'm just saying, if you're reaching out to me right now and I haven't got back to you yet, we're doing so many more things to serve and support you guys. Lots moving in the company, lots moving in my personal life. If it takes me a little bit to get back to you, it's not personal. Please don't take it personally and give me a moment. send a text back to me, and we'll get there when we can, okay? As soon as we can. So just a reminder how to invite your friends, storyfreedomretreat.com, and then email Amy and let us know who you've been invited so we can enter your name into that contest. And you can also send them to the masterclass replay from last week, the Power of Story. That was a really strong call. There's a lot there. You will hear more than your friends will hear in that call, but they will hear a lot. If you unpack any one sentence in there, there's a lot going on in it. So that's at bit.ly/a power of story replay. Let me see. I think that's it for announcements. If you haven't registered yet, to come to Story Freedom, bit.ly/storyfreedom-student. Use the promo code STUDENT2020. Yvonne, if you're able to put that into, thank you. I thought you were probably already doing it. You can book a strategy session as well, a story strategy session with Yvonne. Remember, meetingwithyvonne.com. Lots of you are doing this. So many ways to serve and support you here. We're doing our best to serve you in multiple ways. All right. Okay. Anything burning to be said without which we cannot go forward? All right. So our eighth and final call in the Story Mastery series today. It snuck up on me. Somehow I was thinking we had another one, but we don't. It's eight calls. We still have two calls and stories that sell now. You got story questions, ask them over there, all right? We still have the call tomorrow coming up. We have as well, we're gonna have a bonus call coming up for, goodness, I should get you guys to get this on your calendar. If you're already registered for Story Freedom, I don't have this in front of me, but I can find this. Let me see. Where is it? Friday, September the 4th at 11:30 Mountain Time. We have a bonus call for those coming to Story Freedom. It'll be in your inbox down the way, but I just wanted to mention it so you can get it onto your calendar. That's how to get the most out of Story Freedom. So we haven't even announced that anywhere yet, but just wanted to have you get that on your calendar. So again, lots to serve and support you in this community. I think that's it for now for announcements. All right, so Story Mastery. When I originally designed this series, a couple of months ago we began this series, I thought today's call was going to be at something different than it's going to be from here, from the rest of it. I thought the last call was going to be about setting, because it's a really important part of story. It's one of those foundational parts about story. But I thought about it and thought about it, and I'm like, that's not what you need, though. As entrepreneurs, it's not the first piece you need. Setting, where does the story take place? Yes, there's many, many components of story, but I want to give you the ones that will move the needle the most. And by the time we got here the last couple of weeks, I'm like, no, that's not the element you need. So I'll give you one sentence on setting, maybe two sentences, maybe three sentences. I'm going to give you the 1 minute version on setting, okay? Where does the story take place? Now, often as entrepreneurs, we're telling stories that are real. Do you know what I'm saying? They happened, right? So it happened already in a particular place. So you don't need to worry too much about setting. There's other more important elements for you. But I can teach you the most important thing that you need to know about setting in a minute. So I wanted to throw this in for you because it's from a piece we've already done. Remember that piece about imagery? Things we touch and feel and smell and see and taste. And that black shawl? Where the story happens isn't just where it happens. It's an opportunity for that resonant imagery and for symbols, like for things that take on more meaning, like that shawl did. If you were on that call, you know that black shawl took on a lot of meaning. Where the story is set, you can choose the items that you see, that your protagonist sees around you. For instance, in that shawl, I was teaching about imagery, but I was picking up the black shawl and the coffin, or the daughter's shoulders. And maybe if it was about the daughter and her putting the shawl on her daughter's shoulders, maybe what's going to be important is I describe how she walks up that aisle, because maybe I want other people to be on a journey. If my theme is about go on a journey, even if it's hard, because it's going to make a difference for you. Is that a theme? Declarative to sentence, debatable. That's a theme, okay? So let's say that was it. Then I might choose that element of her walking down the aisle, and maybe she's scared. Like my people in my audience are going to be scared, but she did it anyway. And that was the man or the woman of her dreams or whatever it is. And wow, and then she got there. So I'm going to tell about that piece of it. And I'm not going to care about the door of the church. You already know one of the most important pieces about setting. Go back to imagery and symbol, and you guys will be able to figure it out. So I just wanted to give you what I was going to spend a lot of time on, but that's all you guys need. You can already do it with the elements I've given you. One other piece that I'm going to give you about setting, because setting enters into some of the things I've already taught you. One last piece is from the hero's journey. I haven't taught you a lot about the hero's journey. You can go look it up and you can map it onto what we've already done. You can ask me questions about it. I've taught an entire week retreat that centered a lot around the hero's journey. There's more than I can say in 2 minutes. So you can ask me questions, but I've taught you things that I think will move the needle for you even more. But if you think about it, think of Luke Skywalker. He starts in one place and he ends up in an entirely different place. He starts on the farm. He moves out to saving the galaxy. There's a physical change in location that mirrors what's going on inside him. So what's the ordinary world in the language of the hero's journey? Where does that person start? And they move to an entirely different place. It's one of the things for those of you who are at Mexico at home, or you can imagine it, a week-long Mexico retreat at home. How can that happen? Where we did such an outstanding job together. You guys are amazing. Those of you who were there, that was phenomenal. Because I knew about story, and because the team knew about story, and we were constructing things for you. We were missing the element that's so important about story. I start here and I go to a different world. So we had to create that virtually for you. That was behind part of what you experienced. Setting, just know, it's just part of the hero's journey, and we already learned about the hero. Or you could see it through point of view. We've learned elements that will give you access to it immediately. So if you bump into a, have I taught you all the story elements? Of course not. Is there more I could teach you? Yes. But have I given you the most important building blocks out of which you can even understand those other elements? Ask me more questions. And even if you just take any one of them and tweak it, it can change your world. Yes. Make sense? So if that's where we're not going to go today, like there's a short set, 3 minute version of setting. Well, what is it then that I wanted to do? Oh, suspense. I didn't teach you about that either, but that was suspense, right? Because I want you to ask, well, what's coming next? What's coming next? I didn't teach you about suspense, but it's just an element of plot. And we did a deep dive into plot. So if you go read about suspense, you could fit it in and map it onto the things we've done already. It's going to map onto plot. It's going to map onto desire. So part of what I'm wanting to do at this last call in the series is to show you how much you have about story. Do you get it? I didn't teach you about setting. You have access to it. I didn't teach you about suspense. It's just a component of plot. We can figure it out. You can ask me more questions. You've got a framework to understand it. Okay. So what is it that was so important then that I thought, no, the nugget that I want to teach you today, it's something else. I would love for you to take guesses. It's related to some stuff we've done before, but I want to do a deeper dive into it, because without this, the story falls. What do you think it is? If you guess first, you're going to remember it better. And we have plenty of time, Abundance Series. Go ahead, guess. What do you think it is? It's related to, I've mentioned the word. We haven't done a deep dive into it yet. It's a really important component. Barb, thank you for playing. Yay. She just walked into the unknown. She's the hero of the journey right now, right?
The
she
point just stepped out into the moral, unknown. The lesson or the moral of the story?
Could have been. It could have been. But that was, that's like the theme. And so we've been there before, so it's not where we're going to go today. Now, if this were story, what would have happened there, right? If this were a story that we're writing, would it have happened like that? Because it was pretty gentle with Barb. It's like, that's a good idea, but no. But in story, it would happen differently, right? Constructing a story. Go ahead, Steve.
The inner transformation of the hero?
Let me see. Well, it's going to be part and parcel of that. It's going to help produce that. It's not the thing we've gone to. We did go deeply into that. Could we do another week on that? Absolutely. But am I going to go there? No. Because the piece that we're talking about is going to help us get at that.
Is it the obstacle?
Thank you. 10 points to Wendy. And then Steve and Barbara going, man, I played and I didn't get 10 points. And that's why the obstacle is so important, because life feels like that, even in these micro moments. Do you get it? I'm just happy that Barb and Steve played, but sometimes it feels like, oh man, I didn't get it, whatever, right? Because life doesn't always give us what we want. The Buddhists teach us that, right? Dukkha, suffering, that's like the right at the beginning of the Buddhist dream. We have to know that, you know, stuff happens and the world is always changing and we suffer. It's in lots of other spiritual traditions too, and put in different terms, right? I'm not a Buddhist, but I think sometimes when they understand things about the mind, that helps us, right? The conflict, the obstacle, what's in the way? See, we talked about the inner journey of the character, of the protagonist is more important than the outer world journey, and they're connected. Think of that moment where Luke is using the Force. What we're excited about is his father journey. He's going to become like his father, and it resolves the outer journey too, right? So now he gets to save the world as well, but why we're interested is because of that whole thing with his father, okay? So desire and the inner drive of the character. But remember when we did the class on desire, I said, and there's stuff in the way. But we didn't really elaborate on that too much. And it's at the heart of story. We got to it here and there, but I want to spend some time today at the end of this series, because stories rise and fall on the conflict. And whether you call it, again, I'm not splitting hairs, conflict, the obstacle, the thing that's in the way, I'm using all those interchangeably. And remember from stories that sell now, I said, there's a protagonist. Somebody wants something, there's desire, right? Something gets in the way. Over there in stories that sell now, I said, this is point number three. It comes to a head, there's a crisis, right? And a decision. And then there's a new world. Like something, there's a resolution. I didn't talk too much, didn't give you too many details about that. In the hero's journey, the way we think of that is the hero comes home with an elixir, with something new, something to share. So they go back to their ordinary world, but it's changed now, forever changed. Think of it. Luke knows about the Force. He knows about the importance of the, you could think about the Force as that, you know? Or even the Jedi, you know, the elixir is understanding how to use the Force with your Jedi, you know, with your lightsaber, you know. But he comes home with deeper knowledge, with wisdom, with something to bring home to the community. As an entrepreneur, that's your thing in your story often, right? That thing that you do. But before all that happens, something's got to be in the way. Otherwise, we have that phone call. Hey, Andrea, you know, would you please tell me? Oh, no. Hey, Yvonne, will you please tell me Andrea's phone number? Sure, Michelle, here it is. Thank you. Click, and everybody's bored and goes away. Nobody's interested. Stories are about teaching us how to survive. Stories are teaching us when we bump into those things in the world, can we learn it vicariously through the action and adventure of that protagonist in that story? So I can learn from another's experience it vicariously, go through it myself, so I can gain wisdom and knowledge and experience more quickly. So I get to survive in a dog-eat-dog, saber-toothed tiger, I only live to age 18 world. We're still hardwired that way, right? So conflict. If that makes sense, that's the piece that I want to pull out right here at the end of our series. Again, we still got stories to sell now. We're not finished our story journey. Then we got story freedom. We're going to take all this deeper. You guys are going to be hearing it at a much deeper level than the person beside you, but they're going to be getting what they need too, all right? If you understand and that makes sense that we're ending on conflict, raise your hand. Can you get why that's so important? Yeah, I've got it. Most of you are raising your hand. Okay, good. And if you didn't, that's okay. Because if you didn't, you're going, oh no, I missed something. Maybe I didn't. You might have been. Imagine that you were. I probably didn't get it. Now everything's going to fall apart. That's your moment of conflict. Life feels like that sometimes, right? So story has to pay attention to that moment. We're living it in various ways all the time. So let's say Andrea might be living a story like, oh my goodness, I need to be really relaxed to walk into this next meeting. I know I am, everything's gonna go well. Shoot, my jaw is really tight now. Oh no, the world is over. Wait, I can fix it, right? And story exaggerates that for us. Story, it's writ large. And the number one rule I would say about conflict, whatever can, in story, whatever can go wrong, does go wrong. Think Luke and the trash compactor, right? That's our great touchstone scene for that. Because isn't it awful the way it compounds? But people love that scene. What are just, and just to go back there, because we have touched on it, but I want to really underline it and shed like a spotlight on it. What are just some of the things that happen in the trash compactor? Because can you tell it to me from the beginning to the end point? There's more and more that we can learn by going back to Star Wars. First off, we can take it even before that moment. Actually, for the sake of time, I'm going to take you through it here. Instead of hearing it from you, I'm just going to take you through it, right? Just some of the pieces. We're being shot at by the bad guys. We're all going to die. Is that like something in the way of desire? Yes. How could it get worse than that? But story turns the screws and makes it worse. All right? It's one of the reasons that I tell, if you've heard me tell my story about my man, I do it out of deep service to people, right? It's one of the reasons that I often will start with, my daughter walked into school. I didn't know if she was going to walk out alive that day or not, and I watched her walk in. Then I talked to my man on the phone, and he said, don't worry, it's going to be okay. It comes as a surprise to the person in the audience, the way it surprised me. The next day he called me, you know, I saw Dallas, you know, he called me again. I saw the number. I go, hey, Shelly. Oh no, that's not, this isn't Shelly. It's Shelly's mom. Shelly's dead. It comes as a surprise to the audience. They thought it was bad enough. And then it's worse. That's actually the way I experienced it. And they get to come, it's told through my point of view. So they get to experience it the way I did. Get it? All those things come together when I tell that story. So going back to the trash compactor, how could it get worse? They're being shot at and they're probably going to get die. This rescue that we thought was going to go well, they're going to do the least possible. They're just going to go grab the princess and go away. And oh no, now they're caught and they're being shot at and there's no way out. So they shoot a hole and go like, oh, we'll just go into the trash compactor and we'll be able to escape from there. We're just going to do the least possible. Plot always works that way, right? Oh no, there's no way out of the trash compactor. You just look around, you can see that. Oh no, Luke just disappeared by the snake thing. And now Luke's probably gonna die, right? Oh no, we got Luke back and now the walls are coming in on us. Oh, here, but don't worry, we'll be able to brace it. We do the least possible, the thing is bending. No worries, we'll call C-3PO, he will help us. Oh no, he's busy with the bad guys. He can't help us right now. Now I'm talking to C3, I'm Luke, I'm talking to C-3PO, he's gonna help us. He's not understanding what I'm saying and we're all gonna die. And you can go like, why is it that we're entertained by people who are gonna die? We are weird as human beings, right? But remember how stories function. If you've ever been in a tight jam where you go like, I don't know if I'm ever going to get out of this, whether you literally thought you were going to die, or maybe it was even just public speaking and you felt like symbolically you were going to die. If you've ever been in a scene like that in your own life, raise your hand. Anything where you go like, how am I going to get out of this one? Ever in your life. So that scene goes like, oh, that's, I know that's how it feels. Point about conflict. Anything that, whatever can go wrong, does go wrong in story, right? And what I wanted to share with you, I loved what you posted, Barb, in our language of yoga, oh my goodness, blast from the past. love your words Facebook page about copywriting. Did y'all read that? That was brilliant. Thank you for posting that, Barb. It said, if you want good copy, you better study story and you better know it inside and out and study it with the screenwriters and the novelists and so on. It was a brilliant and beautiful article. Thank you for posting that. And whether it's copy or it's sales or it's every single aspect of our company, we need to know story like JK, like we need to know our the person in front of us, like JK Rowling knows Harry Potter, right? So we want to understand the elements of story. But if you just pick something up like this, you know, the plot thickens, right? This is about fiction, or this, which is also writing about fiction, or this, like, these are all great books about fiction, but like entrepreneurs are busy, right? Like, and there's going to be detail in here that you might not need. And then which one's the most important, right? So that's why I'm excited about taking, well, let's do a dip in over here. Let me show you what's the most important piece to pull out, right? So you can gain access to, these are all great. If you want to read them in your spare time, go ahead. They're all great writers on the story, but which piece matters most to you? That's what I want to pull out here. And I want to pull out one piece, again, thanks to them, and credit where credit is due. I'm getting into character. Seven secrets a novelist can learn from actors. And we're going to listen in at the keyhole and find out what entrepreneurs can learn from the novelists who are learning from actors about story. Okay? And this is what Brandolyn Collins has to say about desire. And so we're talking about desire and conflict. You get it? Desire, there's a thing I want, and then conflict or obstacles or something in the way. And I love the little acronym that Brandolyn Collins comes up with. If you want to go read the book, go ahead. But this is the piece that I think is the most important to you. This is on, if you ever get this book, it's about page 35. Brandolyn Collins says there's four D's. I really like this little acronym, right? Not mine, it's hers. Four D's. And you'll get it right away, but it's just a way to remember it. Desire is the first D. Distancing is the second D. The third D is denial. And the fourth D is devastation. Can you already see it? I already just walked you through that. That's what happened in the trash compactor, right? And so I don't know if you guys can see this or not. If you can't, I'll just explain it to you. But in this book, there's a couple pictures too. So this is just like, here's the desire. They got it. Ain't boring. We don't care. Right? Here's desire. And then I had to work a little bit, but I got it. We don't care. None of that's any good. But desire and distancing. I take a little action, and every little action I take, I feel like I'm further from my goal. So it's like it's getting further and further away from me. I didn't think, Luke, I'm just going to rescue the princess. We'll just walk in, pick her up, and head out the door. Hunky-dory. Uh-oh, there's something even, so I have a desire, I'm going to rescue the princess. But the stakes get higher. That desire that I had at the outset, I'm further away from it, and there's even now more at stake. Not only have I not rescued the princess, now I'm about to die. So then I do the least about thing and I just pop into the trash compactor. It's all going to be okay. And now we're all going to get squished in the trash. Like, you just get, like, but my goal gets actually further and further away. Now the reason that we go, okay, yeah, but we don't want to do this. This is, I'm going to apply this to a strategy session, to sales, all right? A strategy session is an opportunity for somebody to take a leap. It's one, you could call it sales, whatever you want to call it, but it's like, it's a place where we hold space for somebody who might take a step forward and we can help them, right? We don't want to hurt them. So, and again, I know, Steve, it's, you're not focused on time management. It's what happens when we have time management that is more the focus of your work now, right? But, and rightfully so, right? I mean, that's a really great move for your company, right? But let me take the example, because it's really easy to see, of time management for a minute. Let's say I'm a time management specialist. How does this actual desire, distancing, devastation, denial, I'm not even going to get that thing that I want, then devastation. The stakes are higher than I ever even imagined. I thought I just wanted to save the day and get the princess and look good. And now, not only am I going to die, but everybody on the Death Star is going to die, etc., right? It's like, so the opposite of what I thought was going to happen. And she calls it devastation. McKee calls it the negation of the negation. Whatever you want to call it, it's like, man, things are horrible and could not get worse in ways that are inconceivable. Why would we want to take a person to that place? That's horrible. We don't want to hurt people. We want to help people. So just like writers, novelists want to protect their protagonists. I don't want anything bad to happen to them. Boring novel, nobody's going to read it. You say the word thank you, protagonist. Nobody's going to read the novel. As entrepreneurs, we want to protect that person in front of us. You've got a time management problem. No worries. Here's my three-step doey thing that's going to help you. Here. And we've just done the worst thing possible to that person. We've robbed them of the story. We've robbed them of being the protagonist. I'm the hero now. And we've robbed them of the possibility to solve the problem. And the thing that about the pain in a strategy session, and it's the same whether it's in copy, it's in your website, it's all over the place in our companies, but I'm taking the strategy session as an example. You heard how I robbed them of it right away. Here's my 10-step thing, and they're not even going to hear. Because they haven't faced what's that thing inside them that's blocking that. Let me give an example in time management. Again, we'll stay with that analogy, right? So that example. So, hey, you know, I need you because I need to manage my time and then everything's going to be better. And they're all staying in their heads. Can you hear that? Yeah, so I just need your two little tricks and I want the one that's worth $2. Just give me your free gift and I'm good to go. But we know actually that person has much more pain, but they're not even facing it. If you're with me, raise your hand. It's like that in your own area, right? Okay. So now, what we know, if they're our ideal client, they're already going through that, but they're in, it's a different kind of denial than that, Dee. I just realized I went, they're not facing that thing that's in the way. Let me use those words. Yeah, I just need this little doohickey thing and everything's going to be fine. Give me that and I'm good to go. When they actually face the story of what's going on truly in their lives, that's when they're going to have the energy to take a step that's bigger. Remember, we always do the least possible that will actually make a difference in their lives. So let's say, for instance, when Yvonne first came to this community many years ago, and I invited her to Story Freedom. And she could have said, well, I know you got something going on that might help me, but hey, will you just help me for these 5 minutes and just answer this question for me, because then everything's going to be good? Would Yvonne have gotten the results she's gotten? Of course not. But for Yvonne to get those results, she's going to need to see that it's a deeper problem than she's been admitting to her, even to herself. There is a mistaken belief. Hey, if I could just figure out what to do with my kid at 8 a.m, because that's the only thing that's really wrong, I will have my time managed and everything is solved. Thank you, earlier version of Steve. Is that actually going to solve it for that problem? For that person? What do you think? Are they actually going to get the transformation they're craving? They're not. So out of deep service to that person, we hold space and ask questions. And what we're doing is we're tapping into conflict in story. We're tapping into the obstacle. We're tapping into what else is in the way. And the way we do that in strategy session, it's like, wow, okay, tell me more, you know? So what's happening with your son when he has breakfast? Well, you know, the phone's ringing, the client's always calling me. And so I can't quite get my kid's breakfast there on time. And like, I really feel like a mess in the morning, but if I just fix that, everything's gonna be fine. Wow, got it, yeah. So at the same time, often your client's calling you, tell me more about that. Do you see that I'm pulling out the obstacle and pulling out the conflict and it's happening at more levels? It'd be like Luke was saying, no, I'm not listening. Don't worry. That stick is going to work. If he did that, they're all going to get crushed. Don't worry, C3BO's hearing me. What we're doing out of deep heart for that person is letting them see, yes, there's this main thing that you're trying to do. There's this main problem you're trying to solve. But there's other things that are in the way. And there's a complexifying of the problem itself. So there's a spin-off effect, right? So if, let's say, Hannah's going, don't worry, we've got it covered. We'll just have this little stick. Everything's going to be fine. Don't you realize that if we just have that little stick, it's going to snap and we're going to die and then the galaxy's going to, you know, right? We need a deeper solution than this. Yeah, Janie, go ahead.
So thank you for showing how you pull some of that out. Where my head just went is that's interesting with the strategy session. What about the cases when the person comes to you because they want to know more about how you, what you offer, right? So you know going in, this is not strategy, they want to know what it costs, all this stuff. I feel like you throw stuff up at them, but should you also, like, blah, this is how it works. And then you wait for a yes or no.
So you can hear what the problem is now with that model when we understand it through the lens of story. When I have somebody coming to me, and I've had people come to me in a strategy session and say, Michelle, I want to work with you. Will you just tell me how much it is and let's get started? I say, I'm so glad, but I do many different things. I don't know what's best for you. Let's have a conversation to see if and how I can serve you and what your best next step is. Because they think, like, we need to know their journey better than they do in this area at that moment. They think they want something and then they're going to go, because they wanted this much effort, right? But you might know that that's not the deepest service. So for instance, Jamie, and again, this is for heart-centered entrepreneurs. You're all doing your best. We're all doing our best to actually help and serve people. I could have, as we were interacting, Jamie said, listen, all the answers are in anatomy. So just go read that and you'll be good. Would that have been a disservice? Because, like, there's a deeper level problem and there's more. So usually people are asking at that level. And if I take them at the surface of their word, then they'll go, oh, wow, that's way too much. I'm like, oh, yeah. Then I start having that editor. It's like, that's right. That I am charging too much. I better lower my prices. And then I'm competing like Costco and Walmart instead of being Nordstrom's and delivering the service that I really can deliver. And so instead, I enter into a journey with that person. Because I need to diagnose, like I'm a medical doctor, like what's actually going on. When we know what's actually going on, it's like they're in the trash compactor and they don't know it. So to tell the person that they're in the trash compactor, not tell them, but allow it to arise in them. Because if Luke was going, listen, all I need to do is find an exit to the trash compactor and we'll take 3 hours to do it, no problem. Like, wait a second, no, that's not gonna work, right? So we are helping them to see usually what they already know, but they don't want to admit to themselves because it hurts too much. And we are holding space for them and allowing them to see, wow, so what's the spin-off effect in your family? If you had a strategy session with me, you might recognize this, right? What's happening in your company? What's happening in, like, what you think is possible? How much money are you making? Like, whatever it is. And you want to think about what those, you know, it's like, well, I can't get there because this thing is causing another problem and another problem and another problem, just like those 4 Ds. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. And what's needed is a shift. What's needed is the theme. What's needed is that central idea. Listen, and in my strategy session, it's going to be something like, when you understand how story works, you can be in the driver's seat. But I'm not going to say it like that. I'm going to let them be the hero of the journey. And it'll be said in their language, the story that they understand, right? And the desire is very specific. One last idea I want to leave with you with. We'll carry on the conversation over there in Stories That Sell Now, all right? And 3 days of story freedom. It's the end of this series, though. But the one last piece I want to give you is that both desire and the obstacles are very specific to that person. Sometimes we think, well, what's the desire? I want to not die. Because sometimes it's like I'm giving them herbs that's going to save their life or whatever it is. Or I'm like, I'm symbolically dying by being drowned under not being able to serve my clients, whatever it is, right? But what does not dying, what's their actual desire mean for that person? Let's say it's even about physical death. So you think, well, it's just, Michelle, they don't want to die. That's their desire. Like, what's the problem? I come, you know. No, we want to understand that desire and then the obstacles in front of them, the way J.K. Rowling understands Harry Potter. Maybe not dying for them means I'm not going to get to keep that promise to my daughter that I made when she was 5. Maybe not dying means I always wanted to climb Mount Everest and I'm never going to be able to do that. Maybe not dying means it's just this next little piece of my company that needs to be built and these 10,000 people will make a difference. Maybe not dying means I got to run into that building and save those people from burning. Because not dying means that they don't die either, right? I don't know. And even if it was that one situation of running to the burning building, can you imagine if you have different heroes, different protagonists running to that building, that burning building, they just don't want to die at that moment. Isn't it going to mean something very different to each individual person? Have we done enough about story for you to hear that? Yes, a lot of nods. Thank you. You know more about story. And then the more we do, the more pieces you're going to pick up as we continue our journey together, right? More peace at Story Freedom. Hold that just for a second, Dottie. The conflict they're bumping into is also just as individual and just as specific. Think about trying to get to the planet Alderaan? Han Solo's trying to get there. Luke is trying to get there. Obi-Wan's trying to get there. Now, Luke is our hero. Each of them are on their own special journey too, but we don't have time to talk about that, right? But you have access to that. Think about Luke and you'll kind of sort of get it, okay? Good enough. But let's just talk about their desire and the obstacles in front of them for a moment. They're all on the same journey. They're trying to get to the place. Why are you trying to nitpick, Michelle? Luke's desire is to be like his father. Luke's desire is to get off that freaking planet where nothing happens. Is Han Solo, does he have that desire? They're all trying to get to the same place. Han Solo is trying to not get, you know, killed by Jabba the Hutt because he's got a debt to pay. Han Solo is trying to get there the easiest way possible and be a swashbuckling guy who makes a lot of money. But then his desire starts to change as he starts to really like the princess. So desire also shifts and changes. But the thing I want to get across here is it's very specific. It's not just, I don't want to die. And the obstacle in front of them is also very specific. Well, Han Solo or whoever's trying to brace it, in that very same scene, Luke's obstacle is different. Even though they're all trying to be stop being crushed from the crash compactor, Luke's obstacle is at that moment is C-3PO is not hearing him. Different desires, very nuanced. Different obstacles, very nuanced. And we have to not be afraid to let people be, to show people or let them feel inside themselves what those real obstacles are and what they truly want them that's deeper than what they knew. Luke just thinks he wants to save the world, but it's so much deeper than that. When we understand that, we get to help people at so much deeper level. If you got that, raise your hand, that last sentence I said. Freaking awesome. That's why I wanted to land with conflict and desire. It's at the heart of story. And now you're also the last thing piece I want to give you before we wrap it up today. And I saw your hand, Dottie, but I think I'm going to ask you to post that question because I want to end here with a knowing. And sometimes a question can take us off into somewhere else. And we're at a place of profound knowing about story that is life-changing for our company. So I'm going to want to thank you for that permission, Dottie. So when we have that nuanced understanding about desire and obstacles, we have the keys to the kingdom that propels the story. Wendy asks, is plot on the list of those central things in stories that sell now? But watch that what I gave you, it was a simpler narrative about story, a simpler story about story that I was giving you at Stories That Sell Now, because we only have so much time over there. But you guys know, for instance, I'm not talking about imagery at all over there. It's important, but I'm not talking about it. But what I gave you is there is a protagonist who has a desire, bumps into something in the way. Then there's a crisis and a decision point with a result. Essentially, that's what plot is anyway, isn't it? It's the things that are happening. I gave you a structure of plot over there. You guys have more elements from over here, but that's why plot wasn't listed, because in a way, I just pulled out some things from plot. If you only have a little while to know about story, those are things I'm gonna give you, and it's where we're gonna end here too. Because when I understand that complex play of desire and conflict, and that somebody's gonna need to make a choice and move from what they thought before into a new world, we've got the keys to the kingdom as entrepreneurs. Because we understand desire so much better than the run-of-the-mill marketers or the run-of-the-mill salespeople. The top-level marketers, the top-level salespeople, they're studying the screenwriters. They're studying story because they know that's what moves the world. Helpful? we could easily continue on this whole series for the whole year. In fact, we have so many new pieces that are going to build on this in our in new content that we're bringing in for this year that's going to build on this. I'm super excited about it. So the journey continues and continues at the highest level ever at Story Freedom as well, because we're at a whole new place in our understanding of story. So I'm really excited to see the end of this chapter, but not at remotely the end of our story journey. So one aha, one inspired action to finish this part of our story mastery journey. And what I would encourage you to do is go post on the Facebook page, where's the first place I want to apply this? And I'd be asking questions about that in Stories That Sell Now. Branding, sales, copy, website, talking to your team, every single place. Where's your first place? Focus, purpose, one purpose. Where's the first place? I'm going to send you over and over again to sales. First place. Because if I don't have sales down, why am I marketing? I'm probably marketing to the wrong person. I don't know my person in front of me like J.K. Rowling knows Harry Potter. I can create all the wrong marketing sequence. When I can talk to a real life person in front of me and have them understanding how much that's going to change their life. It's going to change the marketing sequence and so on. So if you're not sure where to start, start there. The other place to start is in your talk, because your talk will help you with your sales. We're going to do that tomorrow. So all these pieces fit together. Thank you so much. I have loved this series so much. You guys have done an outstanding job. To do this much around story in 8 weeks is freaking phenomenal. And that's because you're here asking your 2.0 questions, playing full out. You guys are freaking amazing. This is not known in the industry. And this is just our leaping off point. You're going to hear different things at Story Freedom than the other people are hearing. They're going to be thrown in half a sentence. And you're going to be watching the imagery I'm using. You're going to go, oh, wow, that's a symbol over there. You're going to be watching at such a high level. Story Freedom is going to be a lot of fun for each of you. Have and Stories That Sell Now too. Again, we got those two calls. You're going to be asking questions at a whole different level over there too. And bringing all of you, thank you for bringing all of you to this. It's been a delight and an honor. One aha, one inspired action to wrap up this chapter of our journey together, not the end of our journey. Like I say, more about stories over at Stories That Sell Now, more about story at Story Freedom, more tomorrow about our talks, lots of places to serve and support you. Yvonne, you're up in my upper left-hand corner. One aha, one inspired action to take us home for this day and this series.
I think the one thing that really stood out for me was when you said stories turn to screws, makes the stories work, potentially the story worse, right? When it turns to screws. So
I can't help myself. I'm going to say this really briefly. I just want a little bit of help with my virtual event, Yvonne. As long as I've got a little bit of backup, I'm good. They're asking at that level. They don't understand what's going on for them at a deep service. We're letting them know that in their life, the screws are already turned for them, but they might not want to look yet. But we will hold space for them in a way that other people don't. Stories work that way. Entrepreneurship works that way when we are in service. Thank you. Inspired action.
Continue to work on my story.
Thank you. Yes. And it's happening in all kinds of levels. And we get to do that tomorrow. We get to do that. Stories to Sell Now, the next couple calls, the next iteration. Yes, absolutely. If you take even one piece, you understand one point about point of view, one point about one of these things, so far ahead of so many entrepreneurs out there, it's not even funny. Thank you, Yvonne. Beautiful. Wendy, you're up.
My aha was that the protagonist, like what the protagonist really wants is so much deeper than they even know.
Yes. Thank you for hearing that. Said briefly, but profoundly, I'm glad you picked it up. It is so important. That's how we can touch people's hearts and help them in the most profound way. Yes. What's your inspired action?
My inspired action is to put a few more things together for my talk and get it posted.
Fantastic. Check offable, very practical, so that I can help you the best possible way for tomorrow, right? Thank you. Andrea.
Mine actually made me laugh, and it's more of a personal insight versus a professional insight. But when you said make them work to get it and people care more. I was like, I think I just got a whole insight on the universe and why things go to shit. And so, oh my God, that's hilarious. So my inspired action is when I feel like I'm in the middle of, you know, it and it's getting further away, is to actually kind of take the step back and go, okay, this is the time to laugh because this is actually what's going on.
I love it. Not just for our companies. Every single piece of this is for our lives. Thank you for pulling out just one thread of it. You could listen to the whole series again, just through that. So what does this tell me for my life? You'll hear a whole different series just looking through that lens. Thank you. And that's a point about point of view, isn't it? Right? Thank you, Andrea. Beautiful. Sherry.
I think my aha was really the stories rise and fall in conflict.
Yes.
And I always am uncomfortable in a sales column pushing on the pain, the conflict, and yet that's where things start.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It is so intimately connected with entrepreneurial success. You go talk to the most successful entrepreneurs on the planet, they have no trouble going over there to conflict and obstacles. They know that's where the service lies. And it's a practice, to connect it back with the beginning of the call today, right? It's a practice, learning to go there out of deep service. And your inspired action, Sharon?
It's going to be get my story summary done.
Fantastic. Check offable. Perfect. Yes. Steve, you're up.
I heard, although you didn't say it, I heard desire, distancing, denial, and devastation as different levels of pain for the protagonist. By continuing to push and ask within the discovery session, I can get my prospects to more acutely feel the pain and allow that all those different levels to happen before I help them then figure out that I'm their guide to help them on their journey
out of
their pain.
And often we think we're causing harm as well. We know it's not, it's already there, or they wouldn't be talking. It's already there. It's covered over. Exactly. Don't pounce on them at that moment. It's like, oh, I'm at my worst moment. Here's an offer.
I have such a hard time doing that.
And that's for a topic for another conversation. We're going to be talking about like how we go from story into sales, and the most important piece we know in detail in sales later in the year. Right. But yes, so crucial. Thank you, Steve. What's your inspired action?
Oh, I got to get something together for this afternoon so that we can talk tomorrow.
Fantastic. Yes.
It's probably just an outline, but.
Perfect. Perfect. Yes. Love it. Just getting it done, getting it there to say, so we take the next step.
And I got to run.
Yes. Bye. Thanks, Steve. Thanks for being here. I know we're late today. Bye-bye. See you next time. Barb, you're next on my screen.
Well, my aha is the importance of obstacle and conflict. And I agree with what Sherry had to say about how it's difficult to push at that and let people be in that. Mm-hmm. And my inspired action is to, yes, post something by 5:00 Mountain Time.
Thank you so much. And also, you know, this piece about conflict, sometimes like if we don't have an ideal listener, we don't want conflict. All these pieces are connected, right? We don't want conflict because we so are longing for an ideal listener that we want to make sure that we avoid the conflict because we want everything to go hunky-dory. And women particularly also are trained that way. It's not men, not that men are, but so therefore we're going to avoid that. All everything we do here all year long is interconnected. So thank you, Barb. Beautiful. Yes. Jamie, you're up next.
For me, it was the way to look at strategy calls, sales conversations. That was eye-opening. I've been so focused on the talk, and right. I feel like I've really made progress there. So now I'm going to make an immediate shift and start leveraging that learning. So my inspired action, I've been having a lot more sales and lead networking calls. So I am going to really put a focus on spinning it. Spinning the conversation, shifting it to their needs first, their obstacles, and what's really preventing them from doing this themselves.
Yes, exactly. Brilliant and beautiful. When we can hear it in that context, like, oh, that's what sales is. Oh, it's so much easier. Oh, that's what it's about. Oh, and for people who love to be in service, it just, it's so aligned. It's like, let me listen to what they need, right? It's like getting back to that simplicity and having structures to do so. Beautiful. Thank you. Dottie, you're up.
I love this session. And what I just had someone the other day who said they wanted to learn how to be good in sales. They wanted to pay $300 and they wanted to do it in 3 weeks. I was
a demonstration of what I'm talking about here, exactly. What we've been talking about.
And yep. I'm like, I don't want anything to do with you. I want ideal clients who are aware.
But the thing is, they start there.
I didn't know that.
They start there. Yes, exactly. They start there.
I got it. So I really appreciate it. And I really got the reason for asking those deep questions.
Yes.
For them to. So are we going to learn more about this? I hope. I love it.
Every single piece that we do is all interconnected and all aims at growing our companies and allowing us to serve more people. What's your inspired action real quick, Dottie, so we can bring some home?
To finish my story.
Fantastic.
I'm going to put an addition to yesterday's.
Fantastic. Yes, perfect. I learned another piece. Thank you all. Thank you so much. Fantastic series. You guys are all amazing. I love you to bits. You uplift me so much. I just enjoy this journey so much. Keep asking your questions. Keep showing up in the way that you have. Lots of places to serve and support and play together in different ways. So we'll see you tomorrow for almost all of you, I hope. We'll see you, hopefully all of you, see you Tuesday as well. Many, many places to play coming up. Have a great day, everybody. See you soon. Bye-bye for now.